AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Critics are slamming a new law in Indiana that some fear will give merchants the right to refuse to serve gays and lesbians. Our Diane Kepley says the governor is speaking out now.
The new law has drawn fire from various groups and businesses who claim it will foster discrimination. But on ABC this week, Governor Mike Pence expressed outrage at the level of condemnation it has received.
This avalanche of intolerance that's been poured on our state is just outrageous.
He says people who are critical of the law are being intolerant of others.
Is tolerance a two-way street or not?
Pence says he's willing to consider clarifying the intent of the law, but he's opposed to changing the state's civil rights laws to provide protection from discrimination for sexual orientation.
This morning, Apple CEO Tim Cook is calling the new law dangerous. Turkish Airlines says it is landing a passenger plane in Morocco after finding a note with the word bomb written on it in the bathroom. The plane was on the way from Turkey to Brazil. It's carrying 256 people. We don't know anything more about this than that at the moment. Meanwhile, authorities are interviewing colleagues and doctors of the co-pilot who slammed a passenger jet into a mountain in France last week. Everybody on board was killed, 150 people. Some are asking about mental health checks for pilots. But Dr. Aaron Bowen, an expert in this area, says
psychological assessments are not these magic diagnostic tools that would tell us that this is an individual with depression who is imminently going to crash a plane full of innocent passengers. They're just not that sophisticated.
She was on NBC's Meet the Press. Comedian Robin Williams' wife and children are battling over his estate. Attorneys for both sides will be in a California courtroom today arguing over who should get clothing and other personal items that he kept at one of his homes in California. This is AP Radio News. Should it be easier to get into the military? The new defense secretary, Ash Carter, is thinking it over. Our Martin DeCaro is in Washington with this story.
Carter wants to better attract and keep service members and civilians across the Defense Department, so he's thinking about whether to adjust some of the requirements for certain military jobs, such as those involving cyber or high-tech expertise. The idea is reigniting a debate about how the armed services approve waivers for recruits who have committed lesser crimes, behaved badly, are older than current regulations allow, or have other physical issues that prevent them from joining the military. Martin DeCaro, Washington.
The CEO of this organization, the Associated Press, thinks it should be a war crime to kill journalists. Gary Pruitt says reporters covering conflicts are increasingly seen as targets. Four AP journalists were killed on assignment last year. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.